Father Joseph, some Christians are saying concerning the end time that why do they need to go and hide in a refuge because God will protect them where they are? They say that's faith.
Look, this is what's going to happen, okay? The devil is about to take over the world. We need to wake up here. Governments are under his spell. And already now, they are becoming more and more repressive, especially in the USA and in Europe, too. Most probably, there will be a false flag terroristic attack, probably nuclear, against some big city, I don't know which, but it's going to happen. For example, like it happened in 1933 with Hitler and Nazi, when the Nazi engineered the Reichstag fire,
yes.
That's the parliament in Berlin,
yes.
Burned, they gave the fault to, they blamed the communists, so then Hitler took special power, implemented martial law, he started the repression, he became the dictatorship. The devil will repeat the trick. It works so perfectly. Of course, he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
So this will happen to provide the perfect excuse to implement martial laws and suspend the constitution and the civil rights, all right? So I expect this to happen. Martial laws are already beginning to be implemented. Only they're doing it in a sneakily way as much as they can. It's a strategy of the serpents, okay? The serpent is the devil. So the first one in this seems to be the U.S. and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be stripped of their freedoms. Look, just by experience, we know that when emergencies strike, shops get emptied immediately, people and criminals turn violent, there are lootings, there is curfew, and you cannot get out of the house for extended periods. The populations will be treated as inferior or enemies. This is why there are so many concentration camps being prepared. As Jesus said in Matthew 24:15-22, a great tribulation is coming eventually, which is so terrible that it never happened before. Just read Matthew 24:15-22.
Yes, but even with all these hardships coming, these Christians, they say, God will protect me in the middle of all this.
No, no. History teaches that God will not protect you in the cities unless it's his will. God did not protect Israel in Jerusalem because it was God's will to gather Jerusalem. Jesus said in Matthew 24, in Luke 21, he said, don't go back to Jerusalem, don't go back to the city, flee. These are the days of vengeance. God can do everything, but he's not going to do what you want. If God doesn't want to protect Israel in the days of Jeremiah and he wanted to destroy Israel through Babylon, which he did, that's what he's going to do. Mm. He's going to protect you if you repent.
Yeah.
So the best thing you get out of the city, because the cities right now, they're trying to put as many people as possible. Obama in America, for example, is charging more taxes if you live in a farm outside the city, less taxes if you move in a city.
Mm-hmm.
In America, they already have 80% of the people living in cities. What do they want more? Because they want to depopulate the planet. The devil wants to drop some atomic bombs and kill as many as possible. That's what's going to happen.
Yes,
understand?
Yes. Now, I want to ask you, if people all spread and go in refuges, in hiding places, they're going to be very isolated. And Christians, they have a need for fellowship with other Christians.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to make it alone?
Well, listen, you need to join with other Christians, like-minded, but avoid the wrong people. Organize yourself to live like the farmers or hunting, etc. Learn to share everything with the brethren that are with you. What if you don't find brethren? Then do like we do. Preach and evangelize as you go. God will supply the fellowship with the people you evangelize. This is how we ourselves do very often.
It's true, yes.
And first of all, be faithful to our covenant with Jesus when we go saved. That is obedience to the gospel, to his commandment. Preach the gospel. We need to be concerned not just to save ourselves, but to obey and evangelize. The name of the game is not just to save our skin, but to do like Jesus, reach the sheep. We don't just run away from America, Europe, so we can be safe. No, one, so we can love the Lord. Two, we can evangelize. And three, if we can save ourselves, we will. But probably, usually, we'll save yourself until the day comes that you die as a martyr. Oh, you know, everybody else will die as a martyr, but it's very possible. Amen?
Amen. So in other words, get Christian fellowship by evangelizing and moving around.
Yes, exactly. Why moving around? Because that's what the Bible says. Of course, God can protect you if you're he's omnipowerful. Can he protect in New York? Yes, but that's not his will. In Matthew 10:23, Jesus says, when they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For surely I say unto you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. You understand? Go to Genesis 19.
Yes.
All right. He's talking about the rapture here in Matthew 10. Is it?
It's talking about the rapture?
Yeah, it's talking about the rapture. Before the sun comes, you will not go to all the cities of Israel.
Okay, okay.
He's using Israel as an example. In other words, you never run out of places where to run to and hide.
Amen, yes.
You got Genesis 19:24.
24. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen in the West. God is going to destroy the West. First, he's going to allow them to make war against each other and destroy each other. Wherever is left, he's going to wipe them out, Armageddon. Read verse 30.
Then Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters were with him. For he was afraid to dwell in Zoar, and he and his two daughters dwelt in a cave.
In a cave.
Wow. They got out of the city for sure.
Yeah, he says, repeats this in Hebrews 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see, and so we have to be willing, just go wherever. Praise God.
It reminds me of Gladys Aylward, who in the 1930s...
She was a missionary in China.
She was in China, yes.
Yes.
And during the war, Japanese were attacking China. She had to get out of the city with 100 children. She lived in a cave for 2 years.
Wow.
And the Lord was supplying food for them through the farmers around.
Through the farmers. Hallelujah. See, but it's not the farmers, it's God, you see. So don't worry if you have to live in a cave. But you live in a cave if you're disorganized. But if you wake up and you're a virgin with oil, Matthew 25, put oil in the lamp on time, then you go get a caravan. The caravan is one of the best thing. As a house, I always recommend a caravan. It's not the best for traveling, it's better van. But for living, it's best a caravan because it has wheels, you can move it, persecuted in one place. For whatever reason, you just hook your caravan to your little jeep.
Amen.
To a gym and go move to another area. Go park next to a church
and
if
you're
you
free.
Find a church. But anyway, that's not the case on time. They don't cooperate too much. You never know. But at least you can go park next to a spring of water where you can fish, where you can hunt. Now is the time to organize.
That's good.
A soldier doesn't go build his gun and build his ammunition and train in the middle of the battle.
Amen.
Don't wait for the war to explode to go and get a soldier uniform, find a gun, and find ammunition, and learn how to shoot. You have to do it now.
Thank you,
Jesus. Is the time to prepare.
Amen.
Like if you wait when the emergency strikes, it's going to be too late.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Brother Joseph, I'm thinking that it can take years for a certain family to prepare another house or refuge somewhere else out of the cities. What's the quickest way for them to get ready?
Like another house, a villa with swimming pool and private park?
Maybe not all that, but even simple, it can take years.
Go to Hebrews 11, look.
Okay.
The easiest way to get out of a city, beloved, is cut all the problem you have, debts, etc., legal obligation, and get a caravan.
A caravan.
Get a caravan, a strong caravan, as old as you want, cheap and everything. Hook it to a jeep.
Okay. All right.
Read Hebrews 11:8.
Yes. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
You see, we just need to get an ignition guidance Jesus. And then we don't need to know where we are going, right?
Mm-hmm.
God will show us step by step as we go. So get a caravan, go find a place, go find some friends, a piece of land, a spring of water you can fish, place you can hunt, you can catch rabbits, or place rent a piece of land you can raise chicken, etc. And God bless you. Amen?
Amen.
God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. You.